Awesome job today. Talking about jobs is one of the go-to small talk topics, especially in the US. When you meet someone new, people often ask, "So, what do you do?" But let's be real. This question can sometimes lead to a pretty short one-word answer like, "I'm a teacher," or "I'm an engineer." And boom, the conversation is over. To keep things flowing and make it more interesting, it's always a good idea to throw in a follow-up question like, "How did you get into that?" Or, "What made you choose that career?" This gives the other person a chance to share their story, and before you know it, you're having a much more engaging conversation. I love this question because it lets you dive deeper into someone's journey, how they got started, what inspired them, and why they do what they do. And the cool thing is, you can use it beyond just jobs. If someone says they love photography, you can ask, "Oh, how did you get into photography?" That simple question can open up a fun and meaningful conversation. Oh, and in Kelly's response, she used the phrase, "grammar police." Ever heard of that one before? It's a playful way to describe someone who's super strict about grammar and loves correcting mistakes. The reason it's called police is because, just like real police enforce the law, the grammar police enforce proper grammar rules. It's not meant to be too serious. It's just a fun way to describe someone who's a bit of a grammar stickler. Now, it's your turn. What kind of work do you do? And how did you get into it? Drop your story in the Hoppa School community. I'd love to hear about it. Have an awesome day. And I'll catch you again tomorrow. Take it easy. Peace.